yesterday, day before yesterday.
Couple days? Okay. Okay. Well, let me grab.
I haven't even taken effect yet. I haven't even really. My account, they said after 2 days I'll have the account set up, and then so I'm still. Today, the account should be ready, and I'll, you know, probably just going to receive leads.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, we work with a lot of their clients, too. If you like the idea of that, you'll love this. Let me grab John. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Derek?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Derek. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning so far, so good problem to have. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of kind of explaining everything and why we were giving you a call?
Yeah, I got the idea of it.
That's what
I just, like I said, this all base, it boils down to, what is it, affordability.
Right. Yeah, cost is always the X factor when it comes to these listings. Did you have any questions for me about the placement aside from just the pricing?
No. I know how it works. Keywords, Google, if anybody types in construction, carpentry, remodel, home, building, my name will pop up at the top of the list.
Awesome. Yeah, so you're definitely familiar. So I just want to let you know, the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available. We're a premier Google partner, so we operate exclusively with Google Places placements. You ever seen those three guys that show up next to the map when you look for a general contractor?
No. I never really looked. I am the contractor.
Yeah, that's, I guess that's true, huh? You just do it yourself. No. But if you look up anything, even if you looked up like pizza, you know, the search results page is pretty much the same. You have a map, and then there's three top recommended options for what you're searching for. Have you seen that?
Right. Yeah, that's usually how it goes, right?
Yeah, that's where we're talking about listing you. It's called a Google Places placement. As a Google partner, we can only work with one guy per industry, per area on these placements. So the other two guys are working with another premier Google partner, and so your competitors are basically working with my competitors, and we want to list you and have you outperform them in that placement. Does that make sense?
Right, I get you.
Right. So once we fill that spot today, we're actually going down the qualified candidates list now, so you qualified for it. Once we fill it, we close out the category. We can't work with anybody else that does what you do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it. I'm selected right now.
Yeah, the reason that we selected you is because we've seen that you were using some other things, and we didn't see any bad reviews or anything, but we saw you were doing some other, like, paper leads, like Home Advisor by Angie's List, for example. And I know those guys use Google to get the leads that they sell to you. So it's like you're already paying for Google leads, just you're kind of overpaying because they charge you for the lead whether you get the job or not. But sometimes you're paying for leads that don't necessarily turn into business. Have
right.
you experienced that?
Well, like I said, it boils down to finance, because if you guys have a cheaper, more reliable method, then I'd be more than willing to count the Angie leads, because they charge $288, like you said, plus you pay for these leads.
Yeah.
You guys don't know how much you guys charge annually, but it's
no, we charge month to month.
Phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. So month to month.
Yeah.
How you know? It depends on how many phone calls are actually coming in. If it's actually worth it, or it's got a lot of options. I got to see.
Okay, so I'll shoot you straight on it. So normally there's a package. It's $4.99 monthly with the website included. Now you already have your own website, and I can apply established business credit since you've been in business almost 8 years. I can cut that price in half. I mean, if you want to come on board, I could do it at $199 month to month, and then I can lock you in at that pricing structure so it won't go back up. It'll just stay $199 for as long as you choose to use our services.
For $200 a month to keep me at the top of the list.
Yep, and that's for 15 keywords for up to a 40-mile radius around Monticello.
And for how long will I be locked into this contract?
Well, it's month to month, so you're actually not binded to a contract. Yeah, you'd be coming back at your own will. All of the guys that are on the first page.
But I just keep paying $200 every month, this can go on from now until 5 years from now, I'm saying. Or eventually the price rate will go up.
No, we'll lock you in. I have guys that I've worked with for 5-6 years already, and they're still grandfathered into the rate that they signed up on. So if our rates change as a company, your agreement's already established. It's not going to change on you. The The only way your bill would ever be more is if you said, hey, I want to cover more than 40 miles. I hired some guys, you know, we're able to manage multiple projects at a time. Well, then obviously we'd have to have a conversation about doing Google Ads or Google Guarantee.
Right.
You know, we'll cross that bridge
later.
It
doesn't sound bad.
I'm sure it's a lot better than paying per lead from a third party that's using this to get the leads.
I get what you're saying. It makes sense. I understand how you're saying it. They're using Google anyway.
Yeah, they're just overcharging you. So every lead that they get, it might cost them like $5 to get it from Google in the grand scheme of things. But they sell it to you and five other guys for 30, you know, they got 150 bucks out of that $5 of information, you know. With this, we're just listing you up there. We let the customer call you right off the first page. We don't get in between you and yours and their conversation.
$200 a month. $199. If we can lock in for a nice rate, I might just sign up.
Yeah, I mean, that's my offer. I mean, if you want to come on board with us today, I could do it at $199 on a month-to-month basis.
Let me check this in real quick. 1 second.
Okay.
See what that result is going to do.
We'll still have to PIN verify you. I didn't see here that you've been PIN verified. So we're going to have to send a postcard to your address.
Oh, will it make me like on Google Maps?
Well, you have a Google Business profile. So the Google Business profile.
I have one already.
Right. So then you have a PIN verification that has to be sent to your address. Every business that we put on the first page has to at least been verified by Google first. So that's the first thing we'll do.
Okay. Just so you put in a, all right. My thing is, yeah. I don't want my house to be listed on the Google Maps as in
Man
Man Construction. Oh, no. That's all I was
Yeah. Saying. No, that's normal. That's a normal feeling. I'll hide it for you. It'll still say city, state, and zip code, but it won't have like the street address.
It's not my.
There's no turn by turn directions. Yeah, no, I'll hide it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's plenty of businesses that do business from home.
Right, I own a restaurant, and you know they send the code, the verification card to the restaurant to make sure that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And but they mark that on maps. I don't want my house to mark on maps.
Yeah, I mean, that's different. You know, people come down or come over there, you know, drive through or sit down and eat, you know. So that's different. You know, this, you're in a service-based industry where you're going to the client, so it's not necessary.
Okay.
They're not coming to you, so we just hide it. Most contractors actually do business out of home, and then they go to the customer. There's no reason to, you know, have a brick-and-mortar. Maybe some of them have, like, a storage unit, you know, for some of their equipment.
Right.
But, yeah, usually they don't post their address anyway. So, I mean,
okay.
If I could have...
So, what is the first step we would have to take? I sign up for the 200 now, and then you send me a postcard, a pin?
Yep, and then there'll be a client interview either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like, and that's where they interview you on the business. So they'll go over all the keywords and services that you provide. We give you 15 that we could list you for at a time. We'll have recommendations, but you have final say on what you're listed for. So they'll go over those, and then they'll go over the service area. That way we can make sure that every call comes in is within that service area and had to have typed in one of those services you provide to call you. So it's already kind of like pre-qualified. And then they'll interview you, you know, just to make sure we're representing you properly. So it's a 30 to 40 minute phone call, but we ask for an hour window to complete it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then once we got your client interview and everything going, yeah, you'll love it. Like I said, we kind of did our research and we're like, hey.
And I signed up with you as directory thinking that that was the same thing that.
Oh, no.
But apparently it's not
yeah.
the same.
I mean, it's not the same. We do give you a directory submission, you know, just to make sure that all your online business profiles are completed and accurate, but that's not what dictates who actually shows on the first page of the search results. You got to work with a Google partner, and a spot has to open up in your industry and area to put yourself there.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah, so you can actually leave them, though, if you don't want to keep paying that company, because we will do a directory submission for you.
I don't even remember if it was monthly or it was just one annually. I feel like they might have said annual.
I'm an advocate for keeping your overhead low, so definitely do your research on it. And then, like I said, if you want to leave it, you're not going to miss anything with the directory submission that we have. So,
that would probably be what I do, honestly.
Yeah, why not? Save yourself money, even if it's $20, you know. $20 is $20. Yeah. All right, Derek. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. It might sound a little bit repetitive. I know you have one, but I just want to verify if anything's changed and then get that PIN verification letter sent out. So I know it's Miller Man Construction. Are you incorporated or LLC at all?
Yeah, LLC.
Okay. Well, do you want the LLC display?
I guess you could.
Oh, yeah, you want me to display it?
No, Miller Man Construction is cool.
Okay, looks good. Okay, and then I'm assuming it's Derek Miller, right?
Yes, Derek Miller.
Okay,
yes.
Is it D-E-R-R-I-C-K?
D-E-R-R-E-C-K.
E-C-K, okay. Two R's though, right?
Yep, two R's.
Okay, perfect. I like that. It's a unique spelling.
A little different. A little different.
Yeah. No, I like that. Yeah, my youngest son, his name is Kyrie, almost like Kyrie Irving, but it's with two E's. I try to mix it up a little.
Y R E E.
Yeah, K Y R E E. Yeah, my baby.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah, he's got two weird spellings. His middle name is G, but it's J E E. It's kind of funny. So he's Kyrie G. He's called KJ.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a cool name. Yeah, I have a lame name, so I kind of wanted to give him a cool one. Growing up, there was always like five Johns in class, so they say John, and like three people turn around. I hated that. All right. But I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied. I'm also going to send you the invoice receipt because this is considered a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off with your tax prep guy. What's the business email address that I could send that to?
Millerman, MMC, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. All right. Go ahead and update. And if I send, like, a test email to you just to verify that I got it right, will that go to your phone here?
Yep, I'll get it right now.
All right, perfect. Let me go ahead and send this over. I want to make sure we got that right. Oh, you just got the email?
No. My wife is telling me to cancel Angie's here.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I mean,
she's
pretty smart, though. I mean, paying per lead is not necessarily, you know, the best way to go online marketing-wise. But, you know, I don't want you to take my word for it either or straight tell you, like, hey, cancel another service. But I'm pretty sure if you compare them side by side, it makes sense pretty quick on why this will be better for you long term.
I got your email.
Okay, perfect. Right, that has my direct. Yep, that has my direct number and extension. I'm gonna actually send you a text with the direct number and extension too. Save it to your phone. I'll be your account lead, and then there's gonna be an account management team that'll help me with the fulfillment of your account. But if you want something done quickly, or if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you could always contact me directly.
Sounds good, man.
Yep. Walk you through it, make sure it's working. That's pretty much our role as the Google partner. You know, if it's working and you're making money, then we'll keep making money, you know. So we get in there right with you and make sure everything's going smooth. And then for the PIN verification, I know I'm going to hide your address, but what's the actual street address that you want me to send that letter to?
120.
Okay.
Wood Avenue.
Wood Avenue.
Monticello, New York.
Monticello, New York. Okay, update. All right, perfect. And I didn't actually look at your website. I'm going to pull it up here. But are you comfortable with your website being attached to the listing on Google?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I see it. Okay. I see it here. Perfect. And it's already a Google site, so this is compatible. Got an A on the quality score rating. So good loading speed for iPhones, Androids, and tablets. You build this yourself?
In that bathroom that you see, yes, sir.
Oh, no, I was just saying the website in general. Yeah, but the bathroom is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, the website, yes. Well, Google built it, honestly. I just put the pictures here, put that there, put this here. But, yeah, Google layout.
Came out good. I've seen business owners try to do this before, and it doesn't look this good. I've seen a lot worse, let me tell you. No, that bathroom is awesome. I wish I had a tub like that. All right, perfect. So I attach that to the listing. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I could put 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends as well?
You do Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay, good man. All right, and then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Additional fees apply if they do the card?
Yes, usually, yeah.
I got
you. 3% or 4%, whatever everybody charges.
Yeah, no. Hey, my first rodeo, you know. I've had guys where I set it up and they call me back, like, can you add this?
Right.
So people know if
nice
they use a card, it's on them. Yeah,
right.
Especially on a large job. And then do you offer financing?
No
finance option. Okay, perfect. A lot of my guys just do split payments. That way they're not taken out of their own pocket for supplies. Okay. No financing.
Hey, finance is like put them on a payment plan and they could pay after.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, sometimes what they do is they get approval through their bank and then it pays you all the way up front and then they make the payments
through their bank.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of little companies and ads for stuff like that.
Yeah, it's always good to have one that you work with, you know, but if you don't want to do it that way, a lot of my guys, they do is they do split payments or they do it in like thirds. So that way they're not taking money out of their pocket for supply. Yeah. Because then if they back out like mid job or the wife changes her mind, it's like, okay, well, it's your money, not mine. You know,
right.
You're not getting the
short end. I usually do half or a third.
Yeah. It's a smart way to go. All right. So I have your business profile created. The client interview, like I mentioned, usually 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. I do have a couple slots available this afternoon if you want to try to knock it out pretty quickly. I could get you into a client interview like 6 and 7 this afternoon.
Tonight? That's fine. Yeah, that could work.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'm also going to send you a text message 1 hour before just to confirm the time. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, just let me know when that text comes through, and then I could always reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible. I don't like to waste a day when it comes to these listings, especially a new account that's month to month, you know. All
right. Right.
Got a little bit of time to show you some traffic here, but that's all I really need. Okay. MannMC@gmail.com. All right, perfect. So you should have got that notification at your email or in your email.
Yep.
Okay.
Jazz Hill.
Yep. Jazz Juan.
Unknown sender.
Yeah. Well, that's because we never emailed you before. All right. Let me go ahead and update. And then I will contact you, and then I'll hand you off to him. If I'm not available, actually, he'll just call you directly at that time, which will most likely be what happens. I do have an appointment like 30 minutes before your client interview time, but if I wrap it up quicker, then I'll definitely introduce you guys. But you always have my number. You can always call me directly if you don't like them. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199 for our pro package, how did you want to do that?
Debit.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
I think it's both. Miller Mac Construction, Derek Miller. That's what it says on the card.
Okay. Is there any middle initial?
No.
Okay. And then for the billing address, is it the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yes, it is.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, 4085.
4085.
Mm-hmm. 4040.
4040.
Mm-hmm. 3129.
3129.
5771.
5771. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/26.
11/26. And there's a 3-digit code on the back.
2.
238. Okay. I'll send you over the payment confirmation and the outline of the agreement in writing. As an added form of protection for you, there is a security question affiliated with your account in case you're contacted by a member of our company and you want to verify that it's actually us. You can ask the security question or have them verify the security question, and vice versa. If somebody calls in or like your other half calls in, we're not sure if they're actually affiliated with your company or if it is your spouse, you know, we'll have them verify the security question. So you have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name. What works best for you?
First pet's name.
First pet's name. Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Trouble.
Trouble. I like that. Okay. Trouble. All right, let me go ahead and save, update. Okay, perfect. And then there's a 60-second voice verification. This is also an added form of protection for you that we'll send you in writing. It's going to outline the agreement because of the discounted pricing structure. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or if you don't understand it, just stop me. I can always rephrase it for you, okay? Oh, Derek?
Yeah, I hear you. I said,
yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit. No, you're good. Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Miller Man Construction.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Derek Miller, and the owner of Miller Man Construction.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you created, or that you provided?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, Derek, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes. Okay. I got to tell you all the...
Yeah, like we know what you're already doing. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything, like touch base and make sure it's not something we're already doing for you or that we're not duplicating any listings. That way you're not spending money on something that you already have.
Okay.
Make sense? Yeah. Could also cause a discrepancy too, because you can only have one person manage or one company or one Google partner, I should say, manage your Google business profile at a time. So, you know, let's say you gave somebody
you
else
say US
access
directory
to...
U.S. directory is not a
no,
certified
yeah, they're
Google.
Not a Google partner. No. They just do directory submissions. Okay. So they put you on Yelp, Yellow Pages, you know, all these directories that are out there to try to get your name out there and help you generate clients. We do the directory submissions too, but... it's not really that effective in generating customers. Most people, just
right.
90% of the time.
Everybody uses Google.
Yeah, 90% Google. Of the time they just do a Google search and pick one of the top guys, you know. So that's really what makes the money. But we do also do the directory submissions. It's just statistically you'll be able to see in your tracking system like 90% of your calls will come from Google, and then the other 10% is made up of like directories and other things that we do for you. Sorry, we're still on this recording. It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. The payment for the initial term is set to process today. It's February 8th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted price of $199 or $199 for our pro package. I have waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. It says when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day at $199, and it will stay that way for as long as you're with us, unless, like I said, you call in and you add some additional products like Google Ads or Google Guarantee. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. Like I said, no cancellation fees, no penalties, nothing like that. We do ask that if you are going to cancel, let us know before the billing's due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes, I agree.
All right, perfect. So upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. This email will also contain a username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system, and a 7-minute long YouTube video that will actually show you how to use that tracking system. This is created by one of our representatives here in-house. It says you will be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. If you have any questions or you want to make changes, please contact your account manager at the number provided at every text and email that you receive from our company. We are available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're a California-based company, so we actually work 7 to 4 here, but you guys are 3 hours ahead of us. There is also, like I said, 24/7 customer service. So if you dial my extension and it's like before 10 o'clock, there's still a representative that'll get you. So there's always somebody here to talk to you. And then also vice versa, if it's later in the evening, and even though it's after hours, I might not be here, but there's still 24/7 rep available that'll be able to help you with your account or make any changes.
Okay, cool.
All right, perfect. So did you get that welcome text message?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. So there is a link in there with an outline of the agreement in writing. If you can, sign off on that. At the bottom, it wants you to authorize the transaction that it was actually you, not somebody pretending to be you, and then you sign your first and last name.
Confirm signature.
Okay, perfect. That was fast.
Oh, wait. Certify. Now confirm. Local Splash username.
Yeah, there's a hard copy of that invoice, by the way, or the outline of the agreement in your email. The username and password will be sent over to you via email as well. Also, they're going to send it again at the end of your client interview. And then, like I said, there's a YouTube video in there that shows you how to use that tracking system. It also comes in the form of a downloadable app to your mobile device if you want to be able to monitor it that way. The link will be available email as well.
Mm-hmm. It tracks where the calls are coming from?
Yeah, I mean, you'll be able to see, like, what keywords they typed in to find you, the zip codes they came from. If they call from the mobile platform, like on their iPhone, Android, or tablet, and they click the call button on your listing, it'll actually have a recording in there. And then also you can request Google reviews on there. So if you finish up a project, you've loaded up the truck, and the truck, you just send them the message through your app, and it'll ask them about their experience and to write a Google review. That way we can start building up your reputation. But yeah, it tracks
cool.
Everything.
Okay.
So that way I can actually show you. You're not just spending money with us. We're actually bringing customers to the table for you.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a huge tool. That's why we don't have to have a contract usually, because it's like we have a really in-depth tracking system where we can actually show the business owners it's profitable, and usually smart business owners don't cancel on profit.
Right,
it's really easy to show good return on investment in your industry with the kind of work that you do. You know, pretty sure the first call we bring you each month should already offset the cost of the program and put you in the green.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup process. So, you know, I want to thank you for signing up. Obviously, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to growing your company and establishing a long-term business relationship with you. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number, as well as there's a 24/7 customer service available to you. Couple things I want to make sure that you keep in mind so that way everything's taken off smooth. Client interview I have scheduled this afternoon between 6 and 7 o'clock. A technician will contact you, walk you through that. The PIN verification letter is being sent out to you. It takes about 5 to 7 days to receive on average for our East Coast clients. So about this time next week, you should have that in the mail. Let your other half know so that way they don't throw away that postcard. It says Google on it, big colorful letters. It'll say Millerman Construction, and a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need. We only have to do that one time. Once you're verified with Google, even if you're not using our services later, you're still verified with Google as a legitimate business. So that's a huge stepping stone for you. And that's basically it. That's all I want you to focus on right now is just client interview, PIN verification, and then obviously, you know, if there's anything that you're not understanding or you need help with or you have questions, comments, concerns, just call in. Okay?
All right. When I get that thing, I've got to call you back. When I get the...
Yeah, you can call, you could text me even too. That 877 number that I've been texting you on, it is the company line, but because I'm your account lead, it'll actually come straight through to me as an email on my work email, and I'm always logged into that and get those notifications. So you could text it to me, you can call in with it, you can email it. Whichever is most convenient for you. Just make sure you send it. Don't forget to send it. Don't throw it away without us getting that number. You know, it's only valid for like 2 months. So.
Okay, cool. I'll be on the look for sure.
Okay, sounds good. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you between 6 and 7 for your client interview, okay?
All right, man. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to it. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.